Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with free samples. I don't know about where you live, but here in Columbus, allergy season has started back up again. I feel like I can usually muster through. However, allergies can turn a peaceful night's sleep into a battle of tossing and turning for me. Sleep is something that I highly prioritize, and nasal congestion, sneezing fits, and itchy eyes can disrupt my ability to one, fall asleep, and two, to stay asleep, leaving me fatigued in the morning, which is not great with three kids. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Like I said, I used to muster through, but as I've gotten older, my allergies have gotten worse. And Claritin D has been a life changer when it comes to my day-to-day. Like I said, sleep is so important to me, and that's usually where I notice my allergies the most, laying down on my back and not being able to breathe. Thank goodness for Claritin D. So are you ready to live as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away, and you can find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Hello and welcome to the Minimalist Moms Podcast. I'm Megan, bringing you the Minimalist Mantra of the Week, a quick 5-minute episode with a phrase you can meditate on and apply to your daily mom life. Me and my podcasting partner Diane are suburban moms trying to make room in our lives for what matters by getting rid of the clutter and living life with purpose. We're on a journey to think more and do with less. This week's mantra is quit to win. Quitters never win and winners never quit. I thought I saw that on some inspirational poster somewhere, but when I Googled it, I found out it's a quote from Vince Lombardi. He's apparently a former NFL football player and coach. Obviously, I'm not a big sports person, so I'll take Google's word for it. In any case, I'm sure this quote is true for elite athletes, but it is not true for life in general. I can see why this catchy phrase could inspire people to hang in there. Wait, isn't that the kitty motivational poster? Anyway, quitting is synonymous with failure, and no one wants to fail. Hence, quitting gets a bad rap. Quitting is the lazy way out. Quitting is for the weak. I agree in some instances. When you're learning a new skill or reaching for a goal, you shouldn't let quitting be an option. Some people quit trying when things get hard. Endurance is character building and, you know, insert other motivational phrases here. However, quitting is an option if something you're doing doesn't move you closer to your goals. Oftentimes, we take something on because someone asked us to. We didn't stop to consider whether or not that activity is good for us. Now, I'm not talking about committing to making a batch of cookies for the bake sale. I'm talking about commitments that span weeks, months, or maybe even years. Things you have to set aside a good chunk of your life to fulfill. Activities you took on because, at the time, you needed it in your life. But maybe that time has passed. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, why am I doing this? That is why our minimalist mantra of the week is, quit to win. A few years ago, my husband and I dubbed the months of fall as the season of quitting. Our last baby started preschool, and I decided to fill that time with something that fulfilled a need in me and grew our family budget. I started taking on some freelance work. I got a taste of my career before babies with a flexible schedule. It was perfect. However, what was not so perfect was the realization that I had not created enough room in my life for this new thing. I try to fit it in between all the volunteer, church, and mommy group commitments I already had. My work time started getting pushed into evenings and weekends. I was staying up way too late to get things done, or I would just plain forget to do things. My husband also travels frequently for his job, and we found ourselves spending the precious time we had together hustling from activity to activity. Our margin of error was too slim. The odds were not in our favor. This is how my husband and I arrived at our season of quitting. We knew we couldn't be supportive parents and loving spouses how we were currently operating, so we decided to clean house, or rather, our schedules. We evaluated every activity we spent time doing. Everything was potentially on the chopping block. We didn't get too precise with goal setting. We basically just asked ourselves, what is this activity contributing to our lives? If we didn't have a good answer, it was gone. I know this may sound cavalier, and you may be thinking, but I could never face someone and tell them I quit. And I totally understand. No one wants to disappoint others, hurt feelings, or leave people in the lurch. However, we found that in every instance when we delivered the quote-unquote bad news to someone, it was received with grace. They understood and thanked us for our service. If you're overwhelmed right now, my challenge to you this week is to evaluate all the things you do on a daily or weekly basis and start making that to quit list. It will be hard, but the freedom and relief afterward is so worth the effort. Remember, quitters can win. Before I close out this mantra, I just wanted to take a moment to celebrate because the Minimalist Moms podcast is turning 2 years old. We cannot thank you enough for all your love and support through either downloading these podcasts, telling friends, or following us on Instagram or Facebook. We just love this little community that we're building together. And we were hoping that you could give us a little birthday gift in the form of a rating or review. Right now, we are at 165 on iTunes, and we would love to hit 200 by October. So if you haven't already rated or reviewed, please, please do so. It's pretty easy to do. Just open your Apple Podcast app on your phone, click the search button, type in Minimalist Moms, click our logo, and then scroll down that screen to where you see the ratings and reviews, and there'll be a button that says write a review. And you don't have to overthink it or write a whole lot. Just give us a few words of encouragement, and we would so appreciate it. As always, moms, thank you so much. We wish you a lovely week as you think more and do with less.